だけど頼りない翼でもきっと飛べるさ。
Hello everyone, and welcome to Lost in Translation Mon, special episode 25. I'm May, and there is no Jay. Jay is not here. Jay is elsewhere, because he doesn't want to talk about the PV. And I'm actually live streaming this episode. I'm live streaming for Odaiba Day, because today is August 1st. And I am also live streaming Next Order, which I'm bad at. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We are here to talk about Try Chapter 5, the PV that just came out the other day. So if you are listening to this and you haven't seen the PV, or you don't intend to see the PV, or you don't want any spoils for anything that has to do with Try, I suggest not listening to this episode, because I will be going completely honest with the spoils. So yes, do not listen if you do not want to be spoiled. It was a pretty standard trailer. There were bits that had Hikari seemingly not super happy. There were people saying things like, oh, the one who is the most sensitive, and this was written on the screen, is Hikari at the moment. And it seems to be like, I'm not sure, there seems to be some conflict. I only like skim read the translations, and my Japanese is terrible, so I didn't actually read or listen to any of the Japanese. But for the most part, it seems to be conflict about whether or not Meiko and Meikumon should be part of the team. I think I could be wrong there. Which is sad, because I actually really like Meiko. I know a lot of people don't like Meiko and don't like Meikumon, but I do. However, I feel like there is a possibility that Meiko may die, because, like, we all know that the safety of the original Chosen Children and the 02 kids, they're safe, because the epilogue has been confirmed to, yes, Try will lead up to the epilogue. So everything that happens in the epilogue is the confirmed future for Try. So we know that all the original kids survive, and we know that the 02 kids, wherever they may be, survive. We know that that's fine. But Meiko was not in the 02 epilogue. So either they're going to retcon part of it and she's just going to like come up at the end and be there, or Meiko is going to die. Which is sad, and also there is a possibility that Daigo and Maki could also die. But the main thing I took away from this was in the last few seconds after they show the poster, which are the goggles. Now these goggles, it didn't hit me straight away. It was like after I was thinking about it later on, because people were like saying, oh, this is a huge reveal. I'm like, okay. But then I realized I'm actually wearing the Tai Chi goggles for the stream on my actual eyes. And they do not look like this at all. They are not circular. They actually look more like, to be honest, Daisuke's goggles that he had at the start of 02 before they broke and he got Tai Chi's. So they're not Tai Chi's current, like, old ones, but they're also not the new ones either, I don't think. So they can't be Tai Chi's or Daisuke's, because my original thought was they look more like Daisuke's, because his new ones are thinner and they're more like sort of glasses goggles instead of actual goggles. So I thought, oh, maybe they're Daisuke's. But then when I looked at them again, they don't look like Daisuke's either, because these are the Daisuke goggles. And I think they look more like the goggles that we saw at the start of Chapter 4, where we had the backstory sort of thing to the original Chosen and how the Sovereign became to be. And they actually look like the original Goggle Kids goggles, a bit more than Daisuke or Tai Chi's. Now, this could be completely just, like, the animation style is different, because I remember when they showed the D3 for Ken, it was a different shape and size to what we saw in 02. So that could be a case. It could be actually Daisuke's goggles. But I hope that's not the case. I think it was either Maki's or Daigo's, or maybe whoever the Goggle Kid was. I hope it's Maki, because we deserve a female protagonist. And to have a Goggle Kid go completely corrupt, I think that's pretty interesting. So I'm really, really hoping that it's Maki's, because that could be good. And I want more of that story, and I think we're due for more of that story. On the other hand, they did have the part where Hikari's calling out Big Brother. And that, I personally think that's a little misdirection, so you think that the goggles belong to Tai Chi, when in fact they aren't Tai Chi's. But I could be wrong. It just does. They do not look to me like the goggles that Tai Chi has and is given to him by Koshiro, nor do they necessarily look like the goggles that he gave to Daisuke in 02. So yeah, I'm team. This is these are Maki's, or these are Daigo's, or I don't know. They honestly look more like Takuya's from Frontier, but I don't think he's showing up. So honestly, they could be anyone's. But that's the main thing I really wanted to talk about, because I have a lot of feelings about these goggles, but I was talking about them to Jay, and Jay was like, I don't care. It's Digimon. It's Garbo. Why do you make me watch this? I'm like, but it's Digimon. It's exciting. And there's goggles. So that's basically what I want to talk about. But since it's a live stream, I would like to ask people in the chat if they have any thoughts or things that I should say, or if they have any questions, because I will answer them, because it is Odaiba Day, and this can be like our part two Odaiba Day special, because our regular Odaiba Day episode was just me talking about the dub with my mum and then Jay. So that episode, honestly, just the Jay and I talking part would have come out necessarily, like, even if it was an Odaiba Day. It was just the timing, and that's why I decided to put my mum on, so it was a bit special. So yes, does anyone have any questions or opinions? Or else I'll just stop the episode, and then I will go on to playing Next Order, which I'm very bad at, as we all see. I'm terrible at Next Order. If you ever want to see me be bad at video games, please tune in to any one of our streams. We do save them after we record them. So yeah, I'm very, very bad at video games. All I talk about during those streams is how bad I am at video games. And I also often wear cosplay and often the same cosplay as I'm wearing right now, which is the hero cosplay, which my mum made me. I'm not wearing the hat, but I do have the hat here. Yeah, my hair does stand up. So Riku's saying how I made my hair stand up with the goggles, because that's kind of what they do. My hair's like kind of all over the place. No one has any theories? Oh, there we are. The Kira worshipper says, am I the only one who thought the thing coming from the clouds was Zed Millennium Mon? I don't even remember what thing coming out of the clouds, but I hope we get some Ryo. I hope we get some Ryo? That's actually a good question. I would like him to be explained in the adventure universe without needing to play the Wonderswan games, because, I mean, they're trying to make Tri more of a global release, and we can see that by the fact that they use all the different language, like, translations of evolution in the evolution scene. Smile Wolfie says, I think the Meku Mega is going to keep growing larger throughout the movie. That'd be horrifying. I hope that she's actually good, because I've seen her good evolution, and it's really cool. And Smile Wolfie says, and become more mutant-like. That's horrifying. I'm just personally hoping for more Dark Ocean. And the other day, they also released the design for the Blu-ray. And the Blu-rays so far have been pretty interesting designs. We've had Tri-Chapter 1, we've had Yamato and Taichi and their Digimon. Then we've had Chapter 2, which is Joe and Mimi and their Digimon. Then Chapter 3, we had Koshiro and Takeru. And Chapter 4... we had Sora, Taichi, and Yamato again. I don't think Taichi and Yamato should have been there. I think it should have just been Sora, because they've already been on a cover. And the one for Chapter 5 is really cool. It has both Mako and Hikari, of course, but Hikari looks, like, depressed. And Tailmon's fine, because Tailmon is a new Tailmon. This isn't a Tailmon who's been abused. So this is a happier Tailmon. But Hikari remembers all that, and Hikari has issues. Like, she's been to the Dark Ocean, so she's potentially depressed. So the fact she has a lot of emotion in her face, and it's different from the Hikari that we saw on... Yes, I do have it. For example, the Hikari that's in this piece of art, which is one of the first bits of art that we ever saw for Digimon Adventure Tri, when they're all sort of falling, and Hikari's got this unnatural smile, and it's the same smile as Sora has, and it's the same as on the tram car one, she's smiling. So the fact that we've seen her not smile in the Chapter 5 artwork begs a lot of questions. Zeramaru says, I've always wanted... Oh no, that fell off the screen. I've always wanted something about Zed Millennium Mon or Dark Ocean, but I've never trusted the writers not to fumble it up. So mixed feelings. I have a lot of faith in the Tri-Riders. I think that Chapter 3 was still probably one of the best parts of the Digimon franchise, so I'm quite excited for that. Chris Raiders says, does anyone think Daemon might appear if the Dark Ocean does? 100%. Well, he's there. And if the Dark Ocean showed up and Daemon wasn't there, I think I would just say that's bad writing, because he's there. And they shouldn't forget about such a big thing. Riku says, which is why we get a Fannymon as one true canon. Well, I think it's because there are two Tailmons, sort of. We have the Tailmon who was abused and she becomes Holydramon. Then we have the Tailmon who wasn't abused but becomes a Fannymon fall down mode. So technically, we haven't actually seen a Fannymon be her ultimate besides in, I believe it was Battle Spirits 1.5. Maybe Rumble Arena, I can't remember. Rumble Arena was Holydramon. But I'm always Team Holydramon, but I think that fall down mode probably would have suited an abused Tailmon rather than not, but I guess maybe the more holier version would be the non-abused one. I don't know. Smile Wolfie says, the question is, will Lady Devimon appear to fight Angel Woman if Hikari is getting focused this movie? I hope so. I always kind of like that sort of fight that they have, that little feud. I feel like, I don't know, if it's done in like not a completely fanservice-y way, or maybe even if it, like, I don't know, subverts the trope of the fanservice-y barely wearing any clothes women. The Kira Worshipper says, the chosen children are fighting against a powerful foe, and when all hope seems lost, a Dukemon blasts the baddie away. What about Impeldramon? Because Impeldramon's apparently the strongest one, according to the 02 dub. Small Wolfie says, Maestamon, all of the other evolutions. Yes, 100%. But that was my favourite part in Cyber Sleuth. I'm looking forward to more Cyber Sleuth. Hopefully we get more gay angel and devil thing. That was great. I loved it. And the Dukemon is Takato. Yeah, that'd be cool. I hope no one jumps the shark at all. Please, don't jump the shark. When the X-Files did that, they killed my favorite characters. No one jumped the shark. If anyone has any more opinions or questions, I'll gladly say them, but then we'll go back to the next order stream for the next, until I fall asleep, I guess. I'm very tired. I had to take the train again. Because, also for the people who are listening, but for what not for watching, I have a plush toy of Meikumon that's just sitting by the camera, just so people know when there are spoils, because I thought that'd be interesting. Praise the Covenant of the Blessed Luminimine. I can't read that. My eyesight's so bad. And also the chat box is again coming off the screen. It is it's not a great format for the TV. It's just sort of like the chat is on the side, but it's in a way that a lot of sentences are like over the like five lines. I think I'm pretty done. I should get up my notes. But yeah, this is a pretty like badly done episode of the podcast. All right, so thank you for listening. And what did you think of the Try Chapter 5 PV? I thought it was pretty exciting. I enjoyed it. I am really looking forward to whose goggles are they? I really hope it's not just the easy answer of it being Tai Chi, because they don't look like Tai Chi's goggles. No matter which goggles we're talking about, they don't look like Tai Chi's goggles. I hope it's Maki, but if it's Daigo, that's fine too. That'd be interesting. I'd like to know more about the original Chosen. But then the other way, like, even if they're Daisuke's, I'd still want to know what's up with the 02 kids. So you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a red thread in the Digimon subreddit, and we'd really appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast listening service that you listen to us on. I guess if you're watching the stream right now, just tell me that you love me over YouTube, I guess. So you can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And you get access to our Alyssa Slack chat group, but there are higher levels with more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thanks to our current Patreon supporter, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon. Stevie is also Stevie Patamon on Tumblr and takes commissions. Wu Qinglong, who is on Twitch at twitch.tv/WuQinglong. Metal Marmimon, Joe, Penguin Mage, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and then the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishpel Bamba, Hiro Alato, who is Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Moragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at Wilding64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, who is in our chat right now, and I lost my place, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey Carl de Lady Bugman, who you can follow on his anime blog on baguburagu.wordpress.com, Smile Wolfie, also in the stream right now, who is on Topastic as Smile Wolfie and who has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, Azrael McCool, Nicholas, who I believe is also in the chat, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who is Anto Classic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Alekmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who is Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, and Sporky Mick Fork and Spoon. You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon. Make sure to listen to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!